This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Reports from China, and yes, grain of salt with reports from China, but reports are that most of that country's big industrial companies have gotten back to work. But back to work does not mean back to normal, says our China correspondent Jennifer Pak.
Chinese officials say major enterprises in the country's main industrial belt, the provinces of Jiangsu, Zhejiang, and Guangdong, are basically fully open. But a quarter of small and medium-sized businesses in China still aren't. The biggest complaints from companies are travel restrictions and mandatory 14-day self-quarantines, which prevent some of their employees from doing their jobs. Local communist officials are under immense pressure to restart economic activity and contain the coronavirus, two things that don't always go together. Cars and people are back on the streets of Shanghai, the parks are open, and simple stuff like going to the movies or visiting a tourist hotspot was gradually being allowed again. But over the weekend, officials ordered them to close to prevent infections. Chinese officials are still cautious about restarting the world's second largest economy. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.